the nature of what I'm going to talk about really is awful and awesome, and I'm concerned that I will only come back to slap me in the face. So I don't know. I don't know that it's possible to speak about such, that anybody, certainly that I, can speak about such a thing out loud and walk away standing upright. Today is Tzom Gedalia. So what is Tzom Gedalia? I feel like of all of the fast days, this is the one that is most kind of swept under the carpet. I've mentioned before, I don't know why it's worked out this way. I've had the opportunity. This is now my fourth year in yeshiva, and it's the third time I'm giving the shmuz. So I'm very worried that I'm going to repeat myself too much. But I told the story before. It's still, even this morning, saying Avinu Malkeinu and Tzom Gedalia, you know, you have those two columns in the Siddur. Are you going to do the fast day column, or are you doing the Aseret Yemei Tshuva column? What is Tzom Gedalia? Is it a fast day from the series of the fast days, or it's one of the 10 days of repentance? Because it's both. But when you're saying the Avinu Malkeinu, you have to choose one column or the other. So ultimately, we choose the Aseret Yemei Tshuva column. That's interesting. But the nature of the day, in and of itself, is a little bit, like I said, kind of swept under the carpet. Oh yeah. You have Aseret Yemei Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and in the middle there's that other fast day, Tzom Gedalia, which also you don't necessarily feel because you definitely ate too much over Rosh Hashanah, right? So what is the nature of the day? I know what Asar B'Tevet is. That's when they put the siege around Jerusalem. I know what Shivasar B'Tammuz is. That's when they broke the walls, right? Now, I know what Tisha B'Av is, of course. Okay, but what is Tzom Gedalia? So there's a person, and in fact, we have a wonderful sefer here for people who are interested in such things on the shelf. We have two copies of it called Ishei HaTanach, which is kind of an index of all of the midrashim about people who show up in Tanakh. There's some really fascinating stuff in there. So I said, okay, maybe I'll pull something out of Ishei HaTanach that I've never seen before and use for my shmuz, so I'm not repeating myself. On Gedalia, this is right, the fast of Gedalia. On Gedalia, there are two entries. Just two entries. So who is even Gedalia? So what is Tzom Gedalia? So let's start at the beginning. Right? The pasuk in Zechariah, Perichet pasuk Yotet, says, Ko amar Hashem Tzvakot, Tzom harevi'i, v'tzom hachamishi, v'tzom hashevi'i, v'tzom ha'asiri, yeh levet Yehuda, l'sason, l'simcha, l'madim tovim, v'ha'amet, v'ha'shalom me'avu. So in the context of the other fast days, you have Tzom hashevi'i, the fast of the seventh month. That's this fast. It's not Yom Kippur. That's totally different. It has its own identity. But among the fasts that have to do with the destruction of the of Yerushalayim, so you also have lumped in this thing called Tzom HaShevi'i. Okay? In accordance with that, the Rambam says in Hilchot Taaniyot, the halachos of the fast days in Parakei, Yesh Sham Yamim Shekol Yisrael Mitanim Behem Mipnei Hatzarot Sheiru Behem. The number of days on which all of the Jewish people afflict themselves fast because of the tragedies that befell them on those days, kedei le'orer halevavot liftoch darkei atshuva, in order to arouse the hearts and to open the pathways of repentance. Yezze zikaron lema'aseinu ra'in ma'asei avotinu shiyu kema'aseinu ata ad shekaran lehem velanu otan hatzarot. It's not just historical. These events were brought about by evil behaviors of our ancestors, which are echoed and repeated in our own behaviors today. If the behaviors were not repeated or not maintained by us, then presumably the tragedies would have already been reversed. Should be zichron devarim elu nashuv leitiv shenemar bitvadu atamanam et avon avotam v'gomer. As the pasuk says, they have to confess their sins. Okay, but through this, the Rambam says, through our observance of these fast days, we are meant to do something significant, to change the nature of the day, to change the ongoing tragedy. And the Rambam lists them. Ve'elu hen halacha bet, ve'elu hen yom shlishi b'tishrei, shebo nehera Gedaliah ben Achikam. What's the significance of the murder of Gedaliah ben Achikam? V'nichbeit gachelet Yisrael hanishara v'sibev lehatam galutan. So the Rambam says, it was because of the death of Gedaliah ben Achikam that the ember of Israel, the ember of the Jewish people living in Eretz Israel, was extinguished. So what is the Rambam referring to? So there are two passages in Tanakh. We'll talk about this in some detail. The longer one is Yirmiyahu Perek Mem and Perek Mem Aleph. We'll read just a little bit from the parallel source in Malachim Bet Perek Hafei. And the Navi tells the following story. V'ham nishar v'eretz Yehuda asher yishir Nebuchadnezzar melech Babel v'afkein aliyem et Gedaliahu ben Achikam ben Shafan. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babel, when he had liquidated the people from Yehuda after the destruction of the temple, he left in charge of the remaining people of the remaining Jewish people Gedaliahu ben Achikam ben Shafan. V'yishmu chol sarei chaylim hema v'anashim ki yifkid melech Babel et Gedaliahu. ויבוא על גדליהו המצפה וישמעאל בן נתניה ויוחנן בן קריח וישראיה בן תנחומת הנטופתי ויעוזניהו בן המחתי המה ואנשיהם. Many people came to visit גדליהו in his tower. וישבע להם גדליהו לאנשיהם ויאמר להם אל תראו מעבדי הכסדים שבו בארץ ועבדו את מלך בבל ויטב לכם. And גדליהו said, listen, don't be afraid of the Chaldeans who are here. Everybody sit and relax and try to live your lives. And let's be loyal to the Melech Bavel, and it'll be fine. In other words, the major crisis has already passed us, and now let's continue on with our lives as is. But he definitely gave some... He definitely paid some allegiance to the king of Bavel, and that created some unrest. And in the seventh month, in Tishrei, it's a question if it was on Rosh Hashanah or maybe on the third day of Tishrei, which is today, Ishmael ben Netanyahu came to visit Gedaliahu, and he killed him. He killed the people who were with him. And in the aftermath, everybody else was exiled to Egypt. Okay, there's a fuller treatment, as I said, in the Sefer Yirmiyahu. In any case, so what is the great tragedy? Is the postscript, the final blow after a Churban HaBayis, according to the Rambam. The Maharsha takes a different approach. The Maharsha is Chidushei Agadot and Gemara Yud Rosh Hashanah Yudchen Amudbet. And the question is very simple. The Gemara makes a statement over there. The death of tzaddikim is greater than Churban HaBayit. So the Maharsha does a simple calculation. He says, wait a second. The death of tzaddikim, first of all, he doesn't ask this question, but who is Gedaliahu? They said we have two sources in Yeshaya Tanakh. One mention of him in Tanakh, a couple places with the same mention. Who is he? So the Gemara says, the death of tzaddikim, indicating Gedaliahu is a tzaddik. We don't know anything else about him. But the Maharsha says, okay, even if he is a tzaddik, how many tzaddikim died on all the different days of the year? And dafka that Gedaliah should have a fast day for his death is odd. So the Maharsha says, it's more than just that it was the death of a tzaddik. He doesn't go in the direction of the Rambam, that this is the end of the Churban story, but rather the Maharsha says, v'od yesh l'chavein bazeh l'fi shezeh na'asa ba'aseret yimei tshuva. It's the point that I started with. It's that this is not just a fast. It wasn't just a tragedy. And it wasn't just a Jewish murder, which is unthinkable. And it wasn't just a Jewish political murder of the leader of the Jewish people, the appointed political leader of the Jewish people at that time. It happened during Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Of all the days to murder someone, you have to do it during Aseret Yemei Tshuva. And perhaps, again, even on Rosh Hashanah itself, how on earth could a Jew bring himself to do such a thing? To murder the leader of the Jewish people during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, when it's a time that he should have been repenting. V'hayalo Yishmael, this fellow, he should have Shahar Ago, who killed him. Lihito Rer B'tshuva, V'hu lo yachoshesh b'kach. He should have waited, he should have thought, he should have given pause. You know what, actually, sorry, I'll wait till after Yom Kippur. You know, my slate will be clean, I'll wait till after Yom Kippur. That'll be a better time to do the murder. He didn't hesitate to commit a murder during a Aseret Yemei Teshuva. So the Rambam says famously, and this is based in Gemara's, the Haftorah that you'll read in a few minutes begins with the beautiful appeal, Dirshu Hashem Behimatzo, call out to God when He is to be found. The Rambam says, Afal Pisha in Hilchot Tshuva Perek Bet Halacha Vav, Afal Pisha Tshuva Atzaka Yafel Leolam. Tshuva and calling out, crying out, are always beautiful. It's especially beautiful, it's especially beloved and desired during these 10 days. And it is immediately received. As the Pasuk says, Dirshu Hashem Behimatzo, call out God when He is to be found. When is He to be found? This is when God is to be found. Pasukim and Shir Hashirim, famous psukim that were immortalized by Rav Soloveitchik in a different context, in terms of the impetus to come to Eretz Yisrael in our age, in the beginning of Parak Hay. So the psukim say as follows: Ani yishena v'libi er kol dodi dofek pitchi li achoti rayati unati tamati sheroshini mlatal kibutzotai v'sisei laila pashatzi et kutati echachal bashena. That's botai mor over al kapot manuel. Tachti ani lo dodi v'dodi chamak avar. She yatzah b'dabro b'kashtiu v'lo mitzatiu karat karati v'lo anani. Psukim are beautiful. I didn't want to. So we'll read the translation. I sleep, but my heart wakes. Hark, my beloved is knocking, saying, open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled. For my head is filled with dew and my locks with the drops of the night. So the lover on the one side of the door calls out and says, open the door for me. And inside she replies, I have put off my coat, how shall I put it on? I'm already in bed. I have washed my feet, how shall I soil them? Why should I get up? I'm going to dirty my feet on the way to the door. Nah, I'm in bed. I know you're knocking, but I'm already sleeping. Leave me alone. Too much trouble. My beloved put in his hand by the latch of the door, and my heart was thrilled for him. I rose up to open to my beloved. My hands dropped with myrrh, and my fingers with flowing myrrh upon the handles of the lock. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had turned away. I didn't get up in time, and he was unable to open the door. So when I got up to get him, to open the door for him, when I finally said, you know what, I should stop being lazy, it was too late. My soul failed when he spoke. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. Dirshu Hashem Behimatzo Krau Bioto Karov. This is not the time for sin. Hashem is here. Hashem is at the door. What are you doing? If you're not doing tshuva, if you're not taking advantage of the moment that's really just in the here and now. There's an extraordinary, I don't want to take us over on time, but there's an extraordinary comment from the Sefer HaChinuch, the Rosh Hashiva has in the Sefer on the Shor Shei Mitzvah, the Sefer HaChinuch, which should be basic curriculum for everybody, and I only discovered it for myself a couple of years ago, and in the Mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, Mitzvah Taf Kaf, Parshat Bet Chanan, the Sefer HaChinuch says, what is the basis of the mitzvah Shema? Sheratza Hashem l'zakot amoshi kabul aleihem malchuto v'chudo v'chol yom v'layla kol yimim shem chayim kibiyot adam bal chomer niftach havlei ha'olam v'nimshach tabotav zarich al kol panim zichron t'midi b'malchut shamayim l'shomer minachet al kein haya mechazdo l'zakotenu v'tzivanu l'zichro shnei ha'itim ha'ela b'keva, b'kavana gmura. I'm skipping. Ki biot ha'adam zocher b'boker achtut Hashem malchoto v'chi yashkachato v'yachot al kol. Yitein al libo ki'ena p'kuchot al kol drachav v'kol tzadav. Yispor v'lo yitalei mimenu davar mikol dvarav v'lo yuchal mimenu leachbi achat mikol machshavotav halo yelo lemishmar machshavato zot v'odat piv bidvar hazeh kol hayom ho v'yelo hodat halayla bezeh gam kein lemishmar kol halayla. He says something extraordinary. God did us an enormous favor in giving us a mitzvah to say Shema twice. The mitzvah of Shema that we recite daily is not just a recitation, it is what Chazal referred to as Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shemaim, accepting the divine yoke, which, by the way, we also do 1 week from today at night, at the conclusion of Yom Kippur, the climax of the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shemaim, accepting the divine yoke. The Sefer Achinuch says, God has done us a great favor by demanding that we receive His yoke twice daily, because it's impossible that a person will receive the divine yoke and go about sinning over the course of the day. You said Shema this morning? You said it right? You cannot possibly bring yourself to sin over the course of the day. You say Shema properly at night? You will not sin at night. If you think about the implication, perhaps, for the calendar, Aseret Yemei Tshuva, why don't we have 365 days of Tshuva? 354. It's impossible to have 354 Yemei Tshuva. It takes it all away. There's no, in order to create something, you have to have a tension. You have to have a contrast. They are what they are because they're a contrast. But they are there. There's 10 days when Hashem says, "I'm close to you, and here's your opportunity." And if you take advantage of those 10 days, what will it say for your whole year? What does it say? If you can raise yourself, you can take advantage and embrace, so to speak, embrace Hashem when He's near. Take advantage of the fact that He is calling us from the other side of the door. What will that do for you for the rest of the year? What does it do for us? To think about the 10 days of tshuva and just kind of go about them. Well, today is just another day. What I do today is just the same as I did last week. You just said Rosh Hashanah. You're between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. How can you not raise yourself up now? Which ultimately, God willing, will raise us up for the rest of the year, propel us forward for a Gemar Chatima Tova for this year, but also going forward, have more richer and more meaningful and ultimately better lives.